This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can he close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. So welcome aboard. A lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. Let's see, a couple things going on that just sort of brighten up your day. Rachel Maddow ratings crash. Oh, I hate it when this happens. I know you all love Rachel Maddow. And Russia hoax queen Rachel Maddow's ratings crashed to fifth place in July. For the first time in nearly a year, Russia hoax queen Rachel Maddow. Did I say Maddox? Maddow has failed to finish in the top three shows among cable viewers. And that's because she was buoyed by, you know, the Russia hoax thing. All of a sudden, last week, shocking, the hoax came crumbling down with only 2,487,000 total average viewers in July. Maddow crashed into fifth place behind four Fox News programs, Hannity, Tucker Carlson, Ingram Angle, the five. Oops. Compared to the same time last month when Maddow landed in third place. Wow. Don't you find that interesting? Yeah, is it? I had a thing one time when, way back in the day, this is, I think when she first started out or something like that, and I was doing radio on another digital stream. This is way back in the day because it was Red State Talk Radio forever. And, of course, yes, we are Red State Talk Radio, the talk monster. and we have 36 hours. I've got to finish the commercial here. We have 36 hours of continuous live talk conservative radio and over two channels. Anyway, it's interesting because I was made comparison. We were looking at my numbers digitally. This is about, 6 or 7 years ago. And the guy that owned the company said, you know, Paul, he says, your numbers are really, really good over 3 hours. I said, oh, well, thank you. And we were talking about my numbers. And then he said, you know, he was looking at 1 hour's worth of programming. Viewers watching Rachel Maddow at the time, it's only 80,000. Those were the actual pure numbers that they were getting. And I said, oh, wow, really? And he said, yeah, you know, your 40,000 per hour numbers, and this is back, you know, we have way more than 40,000 now, but that was a big number then. And I said, wow, really? He said, yeah, you know, you have bigger, better numbers than Rachel Maddow. He says, I want you to look around your studio. I said, yeah, okay, I'm looking around my studio. He says, how many, talked about equipment. He says, you know, how much do you think you have in equipment and everything? I said, maybe about $10,000, $12,000, something like that, you know. This is back in the day. It's valued a lot more now. And he said, oh, well, you know, you're doing those kind of numbers and getting the listeners, you're kidding, on a digital stream. And Rachel Maddow is on cable, and she's pulling in $80,000 per an hour for her program. And her studio was, what, $30 million to make. Something wrong with that picture. Anyway, every time I see something with a Rachel Maddow thing, I always remember that in my broadcasting career. Says compared to the same month last year when Maddow landed in third. That's why I'm reading the article. I'm obsessed with Rachel Maddow. She has lost a full third of her 25 to 15th. Okay, it's going down. Listen, it's going to drop even more. As more people, you know, people get their news. And you know, I was talking to somebody last night. It was interesting. Who I think is really up on the news, and he knows he's listening to this right now. This is really odd when you have friends. And you have conversations with him, and then you bring it up in the radio context. I'm not mentioning anybody's name, but, you know, he's listening. But I found it odd that he did not know the details. This is somebody who's always up on the news. He did not know the details of what happened with Mueller and the whole hoax thing. And this is, you know, that was Wednesday last week. We're now on to Wednesday this week. So a full 6 days and not really cognizant of all the things that went on. That's the way people get all their money, is by listening and paying attention, right? You'd think people, you know, would be a little bit more cognizant, but this guy wasn't. Anyway, so I explained them. He's going, oh, really? So I kind of caught him up to speed, you know. What I'm saying is that there's a delay in many different avenues now for news because there's so many ways to get your news, so many, 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 many ways to get your news. There's no question about it. So this is what we're doing right now is looking at Rachel Maddow. Looking at her drop precipitously. That's why I say it's going to continue to drop as people start to become more cognizant, like my friend. I'm sure, I know he doesn't watch Rachel Maddow. No. But I'm just saying, as in her audience, people realize she's a hoax. Her ratings are going to continue to plummet. And my $10,000 studio produces more truth than she does. All built on a lie. You know, it's amazing. It's amazing that she's done something like that, perpetrated something like that. But you know, I'm just being me. If you know what I mean. Poor Rachel. Poor Rachel. They've got this picture with her really sad face out there, you know. So this Marianne Williamson. Who is this Marianne? I'm switching to Breitbart right now. We haven't done that in a long time. Breitbart has kind of shot itself in the foot. They've changed their whole format on how you get their news. And that's, I think, hurt them. So I talked to more people who just don't want to be involved with them anymore. Marianne Williams' foreign policy, violent video games make world hate America. Witches for Marianne Williamson launch a cult task force. Oh, no. These are the Marianne Williamson stories at Breitbart. Okay, I'm telling you how we can cheat sometime in the news business is you go to Breitbart and you pull up, you know, you type in a person's name and all of a sudden you get gazillion stories. Anyway, Marianne Williamson's foreign policy, this was apparently from, last night. Okay, but we'll bite on this one. So we know who Marianne Williamson is. See, I got to put the son on it, S-O-N. Marianne Williamson's foreign, okay, here we go. Too many people around the world just don't like us, and violent video games have played a role in global anti-American violence, Marianne Williamson, the breakout star of Tuesday's CNN Democratic Party debate, posits on her website. Williamson became the most searched presidential candidate in the Democratic field Tuesday night after rejecting the other candidates' wonkiness and questioning their commitment to the ideals of their party, referring to President Donald J. Trump as a, quote, dark psychic force that detailed policies will not defeat in an election. Well, that's interesting, isn't it? Moderator spent only a small fraction of the more than two-hour debate on foreign policy, and Williamson did not participate in that part of the debate. In her closing statement, however, she condemned current American foreign policy as being all about symptoms and not about cause. All right. Interesting, huh? She had a big night. I saw some of her stuff. It's interesting. Well, she has some Trumpisms about her. She's Trumpish, believe it or not. But, you know, those witches thing, the occult pushing, I don't know.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-fill pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. California Governor Gavin Newsom, threesome, foursome, fivesome. He's had a lot of those. Newsom signs bill requiring Trump's tax returns. That scoundrel. What a scoundrel he is. All right. Where'd I get this from? Is this Breitbart? Says R.J. Johnson, you can call me Johnson, says California has thrown down a gauntlet in front of President Donald J. Trump after Governor Newsom signed a law that would require presidential candidates to disclose their tax returns before they could be listed on the state's primary ballot. As one of the largest economies in the world and home to one of nine Americans eligible to vote, one in nine eligible Americans. California has a special responsibility to require this information of presidential and gubernatorial candidates, Newsom said in a statement after signing the bill approved by the legislature early this month. God, that legislature. They approve bills all the time, daily. And he signs them, just robotic. These are extraordinary times, and states have a legal and moral duty to do everything in their power to ensure leaders seeking the highest offices meet minimal standards and to restore public confidence. The disclosure required by this bill will shed light on conflicts of interest, self-dealing, and influence from domestic and foreign business interests. The United States Constitution grants states the authority to determine how their elections are chosen, and California is well within its constitutional right to include this requirement, Newsom added. The measure signed by the Democratic governor is aimed at Trump, who has so far refused to release his tax returns, claiming they're currently being audited. Newsom, who released his returns 5 years ago when he ran for governor in the nation's nation's most populous state, has often criticized Trump for his failure to release his return. We'll just solve that problem by unplugging it. It says that the new law requires all candidates for president and governor of California to submit their tax returns information to California Secretary of State at least 98 days before the primary is held. The returns are then posted online for public view. The law does not appear to prevent candidates who do not release their tax returns from appearing on a general election ballot. So you have a primary, and then you have a general election ballot. Now, I want you to think about what we talked about in the second hour with Mitch McConnell. Now, he had until yesterday, the 30th, to sign it, right? And he signed it yesterday. Now, dovetailing into that nicely, it just so happened, come on, give me a break, that New California State came out with its 79th grievance. On yesterday, July 30th. So, the new law requires all candidates for the president and governor of California to submit their tax returns to the California Secretary of State 98 days before the primary is held. The returns are then posted online for public view. The law does not apply to appear to prevent candidates who do not release their tax returns from appearing on a general election ballot. So, we got to look for an answer for that one. What do? Do we run a ballot initiative to put Donald J. Trump? That's probably, think about it. Or is it going to be a lawsuit? The other stunt that we talked about yesterday, of course, is the stunt that California pulled by bumping up its primary elections to March, from June to March. Now, why would they do such things? And then pass this thing about Trump with a 98-day requirement in front of it, which is, you know, over 3 months, right? Yeah. So 3 months. Let's backtrack it. We have February and January and December, right? Those are three. And October. And right now it's August. So there's there's really only a few months to get ready for this. At least 98 days before the primary is held. So this was done, and this signing was done, to make sure that window was very, 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 very narrow right now. Because basically you have August and September and part of October to get that done, if you're going to run. So you see the timing on this, how exquisite it was. Then, of course, you had this whole thing coming forward that McConnell stopped, rightfully so. He stopped in the Senate about, you know, basically taking all the balloting systems in all 50 states and bundle them into one compact little system. Kind of how California has done that in its counties. See, when their counties don't have proper representation, you can do these kind of things. So far, most major 2020 candidates have released their tax returns. The law is likely to be challenged in court, as the Trump administration has indicated they will sue over the law. Newsom's predecessors, Governor Jerry Brown, vetoed a similar bill in 2017, arguing that it could set a bad precedent and was unlikely to survive a court challenge. Today we require tax returns, but what would be next, Brown wrote. 5 years of health records, a certified birth certificate, high school report card. Trump could also sidestep the issue by releasing his tax returns entirely by refusing to compete in California's primary, which is scheduled to be held March 3rd. California pushed their primary up 3 months 2 years ago in an attempt to have greater impact. I don't think that was the reason. I think the reason was that they wanted to shorten the window in... Why did they do this? Why did they shorten the window? And I think when I say this, all the other things are going to tumble into place for you about Mitch McConnell, why he got rid of those bills. He said, no, we're not going to do those election bills. Now they call them, you know, major names. The lawmakers in New York passed similar legislation in March that would allow the New York Department of Taxation and Finance to release any state tax return that is requested by the chair of the House Ways and Means Committee, the Senate Finance Committee, and Joint Committee on Taxation for any specific legitimate legislative purpose, which I find interesting. What would be that legislative purpose, right? So... now, why did they do that? Well, it's real simple. We have this thing called the Election Integrity Project out here in California. Linda Payne runs it. And she's been keeping and tracking the election fraud in California for about the last 9 years. Tons and masses of data. She just recently won a lawsuit that called for the federal judge called for the county of Los Angeles to purge all non-citizens from their election system. 1.7 million people were taken out. Dead people, moved out, that sort of thing. And then there's a whole bunch of other counties that are also under the gun to do that. In other words, there's much more scrutiny now being brought to bear on the California election system, which is as corrupt as possible. They know they have a shortening window by which they can survive and bring about the next current election. They want an election early because they're afraid they're going to get found out about their election fraud. That's why they're doing it. We'll be back. Do it now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
They signed a bill that would require the president to release his tax returns. 5 years of them before he could appear on that state's 2020 primary ballot. In a statement, Trump campaign spokesman Tim Murtaugh called the move, quote, unconstitutional. California is now involved in more than 40 lawsuits challenging various Trump administration policies. You get the feeling that the California Democratic empire doesn't like our president. Well, joining me now, former acting U.S. Attorney General Matthew Whitaker. Matt, great to have you here.
Hey, Lou. Thanks for having me today.
First of all, I got to get your lawyerly counsel. Can a state do that and get away with it?
Completely unconstitutional. Governor Moonbeam, or Jerry Brown, as some might know him, wouldn't even sign that bill because he knew it was unconstitutional.
Right.
It is not. You know, but you're in the crazy Ninth Circuit, and in my experience at DOJ and as Attorney General and as Chief of Staff, you know, we fought all sorts of ridiculous battles in the Ninth Circuit only to eventually win them in the Supreme Court. And so, I mean, I think they're, you know, the trial courts in California are going to be difficult. The Ninth Circuit's going to be difficult. But this on its face is unconstitutional, and there's just no way this survives. So if I was the president, I would not worry about this California bill.
And let's turn to what we do have to worry about.
Yeah,
A couple of special counsel investigations led by the Attorney General. William Barr, your thoughts about this man and what he faces in the way of challenges. to clean up a corrupt FBI leadership, a corrupt Justice Department leadership.
So the good news is some of those people are gone. McCabe's gone, Comey's gone, Baker's gone, the chief of staff at FBI. I mean, all these people have been rotated out. Right. You know, Chris Wray is taking charge. I don't think he's moving as quickly as some might want to
put
root out
on
some
that list of people.
Yeah, I understand. But at the same time, Bill Barr is the perfect person to do the cleanse of the intelligence community writ large. The president's given him some really good authority to go in and to find out sort of how the intelligence community was used and how the Russian investigation started and all of that. But if you remember, Barr, before he was attorney general, he was on the oversight board of the intelligence community. Right. And so he understands this game, and I think he's the perfect person to do it. And now that my friend John Ratcliffe is going to be nominated for ODNI, he and I were U.S. attorneys together, very excited about you know, the opportunity he has to go into the national intelligence community. And really, I think he's going to not only be fair and impartial like he was as a U.S. attorney, but I think he's the right person to lead and to take those organizations in the right direction.
And speaking of intelligence, the Senate Intelligence Committee Chair Richard Burr coming out and saying that basically he had some questions about how partisan Ratcliffe would be at DNI. Now, this is after we have watched the Democrats try to overthrow a presidency, try to block the Trump candidacy for the office. I mean, what in the world is wrong with that guy?
Well, I mean, listen, I think Burr has come out and said that he will help John get confirmed, and I think some of these news reports, I never trust anonymous sources. It's usually somebody that's lost the fight, and then they want to, you know, burn a bridge or otherwise get their point of view out. And so I think ultimately John Ratcliffe is going to do what he did as U.S. attorney in a new role at DNI, and that is to put any partisanship to the side and to follow the law and the facts and to do the job and to lead with great honor and integrity.
We're watching, speaking of honor and integrity, John Solomon, who's been at the forefront of the reporting, as you well know, on Spygate in all its various forms. Chris Wray appears to be trying to cover up for James Comey and to cover up in the doggondest ways. For example, suing to block the release of documents that are, frankly, they contain mostly information that has been in the clear, absolutely open sources.
Yeah, that's a very interesting lawsuit. And I think, you know, oftentimes you're trying to protect your methods and sources or if you have if you receive some intelligence from a foreign intelligence source. But in this case, it doesn't appear it meets any of those qualifications. And so the good news, and I mean, I hate to say this because sometimes we want it to be immediate, but is a court will probably take that and review it in camera, see what the arguments are and make a good decision. And then we have you have the rights to appeal. So I think ultimately that information will get out. And I think we need more transparency. We need more accountability. I think some of these challenges, once we have that transparency and accountability, I think we'll be able to restore the integrity and the people's belief in the Department of Justice and the FBI, because I know it's there. I know the men and women at the FBI and DOJ and the rank and file are solid and are trying to do the right thing. And so, you know, with the right leadership, I know that we can get over this hill and get to a better place.
Well, I'm not.
So this is Matthew Whitaker. He was the acting attorney general for a while. He's really a sharp guy, really a sharp guy. And I wanted to blend in some of the conversation here. We started off in his interview talking about, you know, Gavin Newsom signed the legislation requiring President Trump to publicly release his tax returns. And he just dismisses it out of hand, says it's not going to fly, which, you know, I'm not an attorney. I don't even play one on the radio show. But I don't think it's constitutional. It just looking at it, I think it's way overbalanced. But which brings us up to another issue, but which I'll talk about in a second. In other words, why are they pushing something that's known to be unconstitutional? Right. Okay. Hold that. But he goes on and he discusses here, you know, all the attempts at trying to derail with Lou Dobbs, this president. Even before he becomes president. And now we're 2.5 years later. and we've got this issue prop up in California about, oh, we're not even going to put him on the ballot. We want to make sure that everybody's all, you know, talk about we want to make sure that we're the best. We've got it down. We know what's going on out here in this state. So they come up with this stupid law, which is going to get overturned, and they know it. I mean, what is wrong with the picture? This is a 2.5-year-old investigation that there was no there. They learned last week there was really no there, that the whole thing is contrived. That's really what it's coming down to. Yet we're still trying to knock them off down in California out here. And not only that, but they've got a safety net for the California voting out here because they've got to have this state, right? Now, Gavin Newsom has also been on record saying he's going to eliminate all Republicans from office. And quite frankly, he can. And they can out here in California. What I said yesterday, there's only, 53 members of the House of Representatives in California, is the largest contingent of members of the House of Representatives. Then right now there's only 7 that are Republicans. And before the 2018 election, there were 14. Hello? The probability is quite high. I think that they could get down to 2 Republicans. That's it. What kind of representation? That means there is no representation. It's a dictatorship, of course. It's a democracy, which is what they want. So the bigger question is, why are they going at such great lengths to try and get Trump knocked off? And then why did they bump up those elections to March? Why did they do that? Well, it comes back to the point I made earlier. There's only one reason. Their election scheme and scam is about to unravel on them. And they knew that they only had limited amount of time to do it one more time, a corrupt election through and through, to ensconce themselves entirely into the totalitarian mindset.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Good evening and welcome to Tucker Carlson Tonight. We want to begin this evening with a quiz. Quick, what does the Democratic Party stand for? That used to be an easy question to answer. For 100 years, the answer was higher wages and better benefits. That was back when the Democratic Party was run by people who worked for a living. They cared about how much voters got paid at the end of the week. But that's not a subject that interests the decadent rich very much. The private equity billionaires who fund today's Democratic Party could care less about other people's wages. What they care about most, other than making themselves even richer, is feeling virtuous, feeling like deeply good people, much better than you are. And that's why they're so committed to something called diversity, a concept that nobody is willing to explain, but that nonetheless we must celebrate enthusiastically and perpetually. Listen to Nancy Pelosi explain.
Our diversity is our strength. Diversity is our strength.
Our diversity is our strength.
I always say the diversity is our strength.
And I say to the caucus, our diversity is our strength.
And the fact is that our diversity is our strength.
Okay. Got it? Diversity is our strength. They've made that part crystal clear. What is still unclear is what exactly diversity is. What is it? Well, for one thing, diversity is the reason that Alison Jaslow was forced to resign her job in disgrace. Until 24 hours ago, Jaslow was the executive director of the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee. And then yesterday, she quit in tears. She asked her colleagues to forgive her as she packed her things. What did Jaslow do wrong? Well, nothing, actually. She didn't hurt anyone. She didn't say anything awful. She didn't mismanage the office. Nobody claims she did. Jaslow's only sin was having the wrong skin color. On Sunday, two congressional Democrats, Vicente Gonzalez and Philemon Vela, demanded that Jaslow be fired from her job and replaced by a person of a different hue. Not a more competent person, they didn't mention that, that was irrelevant. Just a different colored person. That's all that mattered to them. So they forced a person out of her job for having the wrong genes. Apparently, none of this set off any alarm bells over at Democratic Party HQ. Apparently, nobody could think of any other time in history where something like this had happened. It didn't seem ominous to them or creepy or racist. It just seemed like diversity, which we must celebrate because it's our strength. That actually happened. The Democratic Party has gone insane. Now, you may think you already knew that, but even if you think you knew it, it's hard to appreciate just how real it is, just how crazy the party has become. The party of ordinary Americans has become a poisonous identity cult obsessed with questions of racial purity. It's terrifying, but it's entirely real. How real is it? Well, Al Sharpton is now a hero on the left. That kind of sums it up. For 40 years, Sharpton chased one hustle after another. Race pimp, FBI informant, corporate shakedown artist, tax cheat. If you'd told Al Sharpton in 1995 that someday he'd be the moral conscience of the Democratic Party, he would have laughed in your face. And yet here we are. And here he is sermonizing on MSNBC.
This is race baiting at its best. This is Donald Trump playing the race card, and it is a shame and it is a sham. He's playing a race baiting crowd, but he's playing a race divisive card. He should not continue to try and sell this racist behavior to try and make the country more divided for his own political gain.
There you have it. Al Sharpton, the man who once attacked Jews and crackers as parasites, bemoaning our divided nation. Hilarious. But leading Democrats don't appear to get the joke. Just today, poor old Joe Biden tweeted this quote, The Reverend Al is a champion in the fight for civil rights. Sure, if the fight for civil rights is a euphemism for buying more $10,000 suits, in which case, Al Sharpton is a legitimate hero in that fight. The Democratic candidates seem to think he really is. Watch them kiss his ring at an event this spring.
The head of NAN, who is truly right now the steward of the ongoing movement for civil rights and justice in our country, and that's the Reverend Al Sharpton.
Being on the forefront in the fight against racism and for social justice. Al, thank you so much for all that you're doing.
I know that Reverend Sharpton takes this platform seriously. This is not the place for talk. This is the place for action.
People like Reverend Sharpton, who has never stopped fighting for social justice.
And Rev, I cannot thank you enough for your years of friendship, your years of leadership.
I want to say to Reverend Al Sharpton, thank you for leading. Thank you for speaking out. Thank you for showing us a way.
There you have it. The modern Democratic Party, so distorted by race guilt that Al Sharpton seems like a moral leader. This is nuts. It's also a recipe for an electoral wipeout. There's a lot about the Democratic Party's economic platform that ordinary voters might like, but this kind of garbage, it's a deal killer. And not just conservative white voters. No normal person of any color will vote for stuff like this. Whatever his many faults, former Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel does understand that. This week, Emanuel published a memo aimed at the party's presidential candidates. He begged them to return to reality immediately. Here's part of it. Quote, "Before our party promises health care coverage to undocumented immigrants, a position not even Ted Kennedy took, let's help the more than 30 million Americans who are a single illness away from financial ruin. Before we start worrying about whether the Boston Marathon bomber can vote, let's stop states that are actively trying to curtail voting rights of citizens. And before we promise a guaranteed minimum income to healthy adults who prefer to stay home and play video games, let's increase the minimum wage and the earned income tax credit to the benefit of the millions of people who still work hard and live near poverty." End quote. There were times in the memo that Emanuel sounded like Donald Trump in 2016. For example, quote, "American taxpayers have spent the last 20 years, both in blood and treasure, building roads, schools, and hospitals in Iraq and Afghanistan. All the while, American wages continue to stagnate. People are tired of being treated as chumps. It's time to invest in America again." It goes on like this. Emanuel's memo is full of good advice, and not just good advice for Democrats. The memo isn't right about everything, obviously, but at least it focuses on the right things. Most Americans actually aren't obsessed with race.
Well, Rahm Emanuel, and Reverend Sharpton, boy, are we in trouble.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800- 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
Oh, and we're back. Sorry, a shining object came flittering across the screen. More news and information. Anyway, but we're running out of time here on Agenda 21 Radio. I want to make sure that you check it out, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com, and you know the grievance that we have out there, grievance number 79. Can you imagine that? Grievance number 79. And we wrote a response to, actually, we read the grievance prior to, the whole idea was prior to Newsom signing this bill. We knew he was going to sign the bill, you know, the bill for the election business. This is what we wrote, though. I'll give you a little bit of a tidbit here about what we wrote for Gavin Newsom. It's kind of interesting. You might want to go read it on the New California website, because I think it's very, very telling. It says, order of the day, keeping the president off the ballot. That's our grievance. California's monoparty political machine, its socialist governor, along with communist state legislators, socialist elected officials, agencies, and unelected regional governance boards are colluding to create a communist California state in direct violation of both Article 4, Section 4, and Article 6 of the United States Constitution. California Senate Bill 27 was sent to the socialist governor's office on July 15th after passing the Senate 29-10 in the Assembly 57-17. Woeful numbers. Look at those. Along party lines, the socialist governor has until the 30th, which was yesterday, to act on SB 27, introduced by two communist senators. It would require presidential and gubernatorial candidates to release their most recent 5 years of tax returns as a prerequisite for appearing on the California ballot. Lawmakers in 25 states have introduced bills linking ballot eligibility to presidential candidates releasing their tax returns, and the Nexus News database shows California to be the only state that has sent such a measure to the governor. Both communist senators who authored the bill reject characterization that is an attempt to punish the president, really. This is what former Governor Jerry Brown said, though. He said, today we require tax returns, but what would it be next? 5 years of health records, a certified birth certificate, high school report cards? And will these requirements vary depending on which political party is in power, he wrote. That's a bill he vetoed in 2017, just like this one. Jerry Brown did that. Oh, amazing. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.